Remember Jah, yeah, good times, just bad times. Remember Jah, Jah now, yeah, what all times? Yeah, good times, yeah, you bad times. Remember Jah, Jah now, when we say at all times, yeah.
This is Leah McFly, Montreal's dancer. You're tuning in with The Morning Detour with Weezy and Soul K. Okay, KK.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
And that's why a lot of these music companies, they don't want us to see the contract. Then they place you with a lawyer, and they place you with a friend to do all your business for you. You don't need to do that. We could do that. Like, I've always thought of, it don't matter if you're from the ghetto or you have enough education, then you get you a good team. If you can't do it, you just got to stop being selfish. Everybody want to be the king or the boss and all. Man, everybody that makes it is not self-made. They have a great team. They can buy it. That's why they call it a corporation. That's why they call it an LLC. You know, that's why you got to know, understand business. So if you understand business, you know you might be the face. You look at Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the face of this business, but look all the other people that make it go. Even if you look at the guy that created the iPhones, he's not here no more. Steve Jobs, the business is still going because he just was the face. And somebody else could replace that anytime if you got a good business.
Thought you was ready for the giant talk, and I thought you was ready for the switchblade. Cause the Audemars come with the square mind, and the Rolex come with the big face.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
We turned up loud, we running wild. For the gang, for the crown, for the team, for the town. Make my tribe proud.
Going down, down, down. Run, showing me the man. Giving me the hunch, showing me finesse, giving me the grind plan. I don't understand.
Didn't smack DVD, I'm standing here inside the street. Right here, I'm in them bullet 30s, in 30 deep. Bigger standing with the sticks, pushing, gritting on their teeth. Tell me what the f you want, and you can sign the release. I got diamond on my neck, 20,000. Pay me my respect, pull a house on. Tell it even, yeah. You are not a threat. Frying eagle, yeah. Busting no regret. Yeah. Chopper gone, acapella, rock and roll for really. I might spend a quarter milli. Being broke is my Achilles. Motherfucker, I'm duty free. Liquor that I'm buying for some look that I only see inside a neon light. And I just hit the top 10, but I've been lit. And I just took my ex back, cause it's vintage. I got the Rari outside, and it's tinted. It's untinted. Never had to squint when you glimpse it. Smack TV. Right here, I'm in them bully 30 deep. Biggest standing with the sticks, bitches gritting on their teeth. Tell me what the f you want, and you can sign the release.
Smack DVD up, got to pull up with the creek. Got to pull up on the creek, got to find a way to beat. How they trap with the streets. For the money, hit the field, better put on Yeezy cleats. Tell me up, they say, yeah, you done enough. Boy, I ain't done enough until we run the number up. Man, you talking about me, where they at? I'm a thug. Man, you talking about the president, I called a number up. Man, you talking about Elon, I called a number up. Man, you talking about Ken K, you know you effing up. Could you talk to the mayor, about Breonna Taylor? I told the president for it. Giving my life to the Lord. Smack DVD if we extinct, that would it be? Gotta cease with the murders, gotta pull up with the fleet. It's 1,000 black babies getting murdered every day. They don't know where to go, how to build a plan A. Okay, yeah, this is me, what they gonna say to me? I'm the only one out here that really getting free. Gotta build a family, how to build a family. It's to do a damn way, everything that I pray.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh man, you know what? We gonna start this one with a disclaimer this Friday. I ain't gonna hold you much, y'all. The views and the opinions expressed by Weezy Moonchaser and Soul-K, solely that of them, does not reflect upon CKUT or the McGill Institution. Cause y'all know already, it's Friday. Winter is here. The snow dropped a couple days ago. I saw y'all driving wild on the streets. Y'all know who y'all are. A lot of things is going on. Some of the top stories we're going to cover this morning. Quebec has just canceled Christmas. So, okay, I'm not sure if you're extra joyous about Christmas, but what is sad that, you know, a lot of people do earmark the holidays to take this time to visit family and loved ones. Legault said no more. said, no mask, the numbers are too high. Quebec has been canceled. Quebec is also going to crack down on COVID violations. We're looking at about a $6,000 fine now. They say the warnings are over. They say no more warnings, Kate. We're just going to hand out all these fines. The UK warns people about the Pfizer vaccine. Some people that have pre-existing allergies are having a bad reaction to this Pfizer vaccine. So I don't know. Okay, we'll talk about that. Did you know the Montreal police is set to receive a increase of $14.6 million to their budget? You know, so we'll discuss the new budget set for Montreal for 2021. Police responded to 200 people illegally gathering the other day. But the police said when they got on scene, K, people started to disperse. I don't know what that means. Were you able to hand out tickets, yes or no? Social media landscape might be changing a little bit. The U.S. government says Facebook needs to sell Instagram and WhatsApp. So we're going to dive a little bit more into that. And I know, people, you guys wanted me and Kate to talk about it. I've received calls for the last couple of days because y'all know I've hung around them. We'll get to all of that. Major Hype, estranged wife says he abused her for years in a tearful tell-all. So I think it's called Woman Wednesday, Kate. Mm-hmm. Am I correct? She came out with a post and she's talking about certain things. There's been a lot of pettiness in this toxic relationship. So we're going to do it on our Reaching or Preaching segment. We're going to talk about the whole Major Hype thing. Because for me, Kay, it's really sad when I see, you know, I've been around Major Hype and I've heard him say out of his mouth, he's worked 12 years to get to the point of fame, to get to the point of recognition that he's received now. Mm-hmm. And it always kills me, Kay, to see people that have worked so hard for something and to let incidents outside of your craft affect your narrative. Now he's going to be remembered as the woman beater opposed to the great comedian. But you know what? We're gonna dive into that a little more later on in the show in the Reaching or Preaching segment. But Montreal, my city, you guys already know what this is. The number one morning show in the city, in the country. This is the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Wheezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm joined by Uber personality. She has over 101 shows going congruently right now. She is the beautiful Soke. How you doing, Queen?
Good morning, Montreal. I'm doing great. Actually, today we're going to talk about a little bit. I know people are excited because, you know, the Oceaga passes are now available. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about Igloo Fest. We'll talk about those versus battles that are, you know, being announced that people are speculating on. We need to talk about those. You know what I mean? We need to talk about Kim Kardashian a little bit, a little tiny little bit. And we need to talk as well about Jay-Z. There's some worries that were said about Jay-Z that I think would be a great conversation. Obviously, I still have news about what's upcoming when it comes to movies and when it comes to series. So, you know, we'll talk about all of that.
And if y'all didn't catch us last night on YouTube, we shut YouTube down with the quarantine stories brought to you by Kay. It was amazing. Listen, we have the YouTube, the Morning Detour.
The Morning Detour on YouTube.
The Morning Detour on YouTube. You know, we be changing things up. I'm late for the updates over here. But yeah, all the interviews are up there. All the shows are up there. So now you guys can engage with us. You can see how hype I get. You can see how Kay be doing faces at me when I say things that she doesn't like. You can see the rapport is real. But Kay, we also have a Jam of the Week, local artist, Shabby. We also interviewed him. He has a new song called Dun No. So we're going to feature that later on in the show. Now, Kay, I have a little beef with you. I was listening to the Megan Thee Stallion album last night with Lorena. I don't know. I don't know what you're seeing. I don't know what you're seeing. We're going to play. We're going to play the song with Kalani. We're going to play, obviously, the clean version because I don't want CKT to shut us down. But we're going to play the song with Kalani. But I didn't see no versatility in her bars on this one. This was just like a. If you were to take a stripper out of the strip club and like gave her bars, like this, what this is, like it wasn't like the Cardi album. It wasn't like, you know, Cardi, you know, I'm talking about women that sell sex on their albums. That's cool and fine. But Cardi still has some kind of versatility. There's a story there. I'm not seeing the story in the Meg Thee Stallion album, but you liked it apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to a few songs. I have trouble now listening to full albums unless the thing is... have trouble with that. No, I like her as a rapper in the sense that I like how she raps, you know. Right. I really like that about her. Even in the song that she did with Cardi B, she bodied that song, and it's a Cardi B song. You know what I mean? So you know, I guess it's a question of what kind of rapper you like, but I like a few of her songs.
So I'm gonna feature that song. She has a dope song with Kalani. So we're going to feature that. So how was your week, Ma? I see you. Well, talk to me about your show, Agree to Disagree. What was the topic this week?
Okay, so Agree to Disagree. Just for the people that don't know, Agree to Disagree is a show that I do with Nikki Music. We do talk about a lot of different things. We've been talking about relationships mm-hmm. for a while, you know what I mean? And I just think that, you know, sometimes we do talk about other topics. So one of the topics that was discussed this week actually is age and, you know, the preconceived ideas that you have growing up about what you're going to be doing and who you're going to be yeah. at a certain age. So, you know, some people had a list. I had a list.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do and, I.
And
yeah.
yeah. And this was my, I had goals set for certain ages. And then as you grow into adulthood, you do realize that sometimes these were unrealistic or you maybe need to adjust. And we talked about, you know, obviously pressure from society, especially for women and for Black women, pressure from society to, you know, have certain things done and secured at a certain age, aka relationships or marriage or a certain type of job or et cetera, et cetera. So that was an interesting convo.
No, I commend you guys because these are fruitful conversations I need to have, especially for our age group to really have these open kind of conversations, because I feel like a lot of people are dealing with these kind of things, dealing with these kind of impediments in their relationship, but they're just going to stay in their corner. Nobody wants to talk. Everybody has too much pride. I think for me, looking at relationships, I think one of the toughest things is trying to find a common ground when you're dealing with someone. Like, we all have baggage. We all come to the table with baggage. Mm-hmm. And just kind of trying to sift through the baggage. Me personally, I like for my partner to have her baggage settled before you come to my front door. You want to bring two suitcases, Kay? It's okay. Make sure the clothes are ironed and well folded in the suitcase, though. Okay. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think a lot of people inherently just jump into relationships and they haven't resolved past baggage or past scars from their mm-hmm. previous relationship. And I think that's disingenuous and it's counterproductive to jump into a new situation if you clearly haven't gone over what you need to get over from your past relationship. But I love what you guys are doing because you guys are creating an open forum for women to discuss things and things are going down. Well, me on the other hand, this week, you know, the face is shining. I did the face peel. I did the face. I was on my third face peel at Synergy Medi Spa. Shout out to Bio4, man. What a great company, great products. So I had that going on. And I want to shout out Complex Care 514. I did the whole car shampoo thing. Yo, listen, my car smelling right. My girl got mad at me. Say, yo, you put a little bit too much love in the car. I'm like, it's an investment. You got to show the love into it. So you know what? You know, that's what it is. We have a very, very impactful show. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. Hope we don't ruffle too many feathers. So let's play some new music. I don't know what I'm going to play. Y'all know the mix is right. I'm DJ Moon One. It's the Morning Detour, Weezy and K. Keep
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Date you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. Yeah, she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now, but she still let me stay now. Got a Dallas and an H-Town boo. Got a Betty on Cape Town too. Whole gang eating steakhouse food. Get the check, I ain't checking what it came out to. I tell my mothers I don't talk about the money. You know who the hand is below too. Bitch, I got the cash and he finna go too. Heard the beat, told Nicky put it in the Pro Tools. Got a fountain on the chain and it's indigo blue. Might run and get a gold tooth. I'm a restaurant girl, never been a Whole Foods. She gon' listen to the song, say the... I'm in the mountains out west on the tour bus texting a chick I used to mess with. Got her in the bed doing video shoots. Tried to send one to me, but it didn't go through. She gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. She gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now.
Wow. Yeah. I get paid to do me, that's a fact check. I run it up, then retrace my last steps. I'm in the eardrums, talking about assets. Do you wanna,
yes.
Hold up, I ain't even asked yet. She got her hair done, she finna need a redone. Boy, that so good,
so good.
Almost made me preak. I let her give me some advice like I need some. Booked up, tell her dumb, read some. I'm annoying it, I'm the boss. I done came out of pocket so much, you thought that I was disjointed. They pointed me towards your disc, I'm disappointed. My ex treat me like I ain't there. What happened to the feelings and love that we still share? Just like the girls who got my name tatted and covered up, I know deep down, under the surface, it's still there, still there.
She gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. She gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gon' say now? Have my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now.
You need to let go of DJ Moon One. Just let it go. Just stay with Weezy Moon Chaser. Just that's it.
No, but Moon Chaser is the broadcast day. Moon One.
Nah,
Moon.
You just need one name. That's enough.
Moon, yeah, listen, I've been getting busy on these mixes, man. Stop it. Kate, give me my just dude.
No, the music is great. I'm saying the name, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yo, listen, man. You know what? We're going to start selling some of these Christmas ornaments since nobody can go nowhere, but you can still have a nice tree. I think people want like a Morning Detour ornament. Shout out to Art by Serendipity. She's doing our ornaments and our merch and stuff like that. So hopefully in the new year we can start giving out some Morning Detour mugs. Okay, you know, everybody's on the espresso game. Everybody's on their coffee game. So that's going on. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I got to be the bearer of bad news on a Friday morning. Let's do some local and international news. Let's start off locally, okay? So, listen, I'm laughing because I'm not a Christmas person, but I know everybody's a Christmas person is listening to the show like, yeah, we hate Weezy. Weezy don't like nothing. Kay, I thought by announcing this that I won't have to go to a Christmas dinner, but I've been told that it's still going on. They don't care about a fine. But here we go. Quebec cancels plan for Christmas gathering as COVID-19 cases rises. So the Christmas break is off, Kay. Premier Legault, even though he said Tuesday he would wait until December 11th, he decided whether the province will allow the promised 4 days of Christmas gatherings. Premier François Legault broke the bad news to Quebecers early. So basically, people living in the red alert zones will not be allowed to have the festive gatherings he promised. So apparently, Kay, the moral contract that we took a couple weeks ago, there was an if attached to it. I didn't know if you had received that in your memo, but apparently there was an if attached to it. But François Legault goes on to say, and I quote, he goes, with the numbers we have, it's unrealistic to think we will be able to change the situation in time for Christmas. Logo said during the pandemic news conference Thursday afternoon. He goes on to say we need to protect our nurses and our elderly, and I am announcing that gatherings in the red zones won't be allowed for Christmas.
Yeah, definitely. And earlier this week, there was actually an emergency alert that was issued to everybody with a mobile phone, pretty much. So if you didn't receive, you can't say you didn't receive it. That's
I don't know where it went. I got so much messages coming in, so I don't know where it went. But while the numbers of the new cases in early November was about 1,300 a day, it is now up to a historic high of 1,500 a day. At this rate, certain hospitals could be overloaded during the holidays, Legault said. He urged Quebecers, nonetheless, to take advantage of the situation, having more naps, reading good books, and talking to each other virtually or on the phone. Now, hold on, Kay. When I got this, I'm like, I can't wait to see Kay's face. So I said, the premier, François Legault, is urging Quebecers to take advantage of the situation. Take more naps, Kay. Read more good books, Kay. And you and I were just talking about The Uncomfortable Truth by Neil Strauss. The Uncomfortable Truth About Relationships is a book I recommend for everybody to read. It's by Neil Strauss. And Premier Legault says, talking to each other virtually or on the phone. This is his solution to our holiday being canceled. Kay, opinion, response, reaction?
So, taking more naps, I approve that statement. I will be taking naps during the holidays.
How can you do like 101 shows? How are you taking naps? Don't you have things to edit?
I'll plan my naps accordingly. Okay, I'll plan my naps accordingly. No, but more seriously, I do know that it's really sad. It is something that is sad. I know a lot of people that will be spending the holidays alone. Right. I will be one of these people, maybe. So it's just, but at the same time, we want to make sure that we don't create more problems for the nurses and the doctors and everybody working in hospitals right now trying
Yeah, and it's important to mention, too, just to piggyback on what you're saying, essential workers, especially hospital workers, they've been at this since March. Yeah. You know, we're about 9 months in and nonstop. And what happens when we get to a point where all the hospitals are overloaded? What happens when we get to the point where the elderly in the homes can't get the care that they need? This system can only, it's a system. At some point, a system can break, right? Okay, so let's add on more to it. So Quebec is aimed to crack down on COVID-19 violations in bid to stop coronavirus surge. So now Quebec is going to ramp up efforts to crack down on people flouting public health measures as the novel coronavirus pandemic persists in the province. So Premier François Legault announced on Wednesday that he has asked police forces to hand out more fines to those who don't respect the rules in places, such as ban on multi-household gatherings in designated red zones. François Legault goes on to say, and I quote, "We cannot allow a minority of people to put the majority at risk," he told reporters in Quebec City, adding that tickets can go up to $6,000. Kay, I don't know who's paying these tickets. I was just telling my mom the exact same thing. But you do understand, like, the rules are there. Like, everybody understands the restrictions. It's noir sur blanc. It's black and white. I don't feel bad for people getting these tickets because you know what it is. Let's not get... At some point, I get it. We have to curve this curve at some point. Is that the proper verbiage? Anyways, we got to slowly bring down the numbers of people getting infected by COVID-19 in this province. Like, it's getting out of control now. How are we going to do this besides having mandated restrictions?
Yeah, and people that actually gather on that scale, the scale of parties and things like that, I think is being completely irresponsible. Because now you're putting yourself in danger, you're putting other people in danger. You're also maintaining the state that we're in longer because you're just perpetuating things that we've told you not to do so that everybody could be safe.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Kay. I start looking at some people differently. I seen people have chalet parties. I see people still doing large gatherings. I'm like, okay, so you guys have a total disregard or total disconcern for everybody else's well-being. Because when you do a large gathering, you say you have 100 people. Those 100 people are going to spread out and then go. And God forbid somebody, when you gathered, had COVID or had symptoms of COVID, and now that's going to spread. Everyone just needs to watch Contagion. I don't know why everybody didn't watch Contagion. When the pandemic first started, that movie was the number one trending movie on Netflix. Okay. Let me add some more gravy on the potatoes this morning. So the UK warns people with significant allergies to avoid Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. So here we go now. The vaccine pushback now. So Britain's medicine regulator has advised that people with a history of significant allergic reactions do not get the Pfizer BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine after two people reported adverse effects on the first day of the rollout. Boy, you saw that dude on CNN, K? His tongue was coming out of his mouth. What was going on? So Britain began a mass vaccinating its population on Tuesday in a global drive that that poses one of the biggest logistical challenges in peacetime history, starting with the elderly and frontline workers. And that's going to be one of the most, I guess, heavy problems with this vaccine now, how to disperse the vaccine effectively. Well, what's the most logistical way and pragmatic way to distribute this vaccine? And now you guys are saying now that people that have significant allergic reactions or a history of allergic reaction can't use the Pfizer. Why wasn't this pointed out when they did the trials, Kate? This is my thing.
But that's the thing is when you do test on a population, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily have members of that population that do represent some of these allergies, for example, right. or maybe you don't have pregnant women, so you don't know the effect of the vaccine on pregnant women, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's very, I'm guessing that's why it's very difficult. But I think we'll see, because the UK has rolled out the vaccine earlier than a lot of other countries. I think other countries might be able to learn from that
yeah.
and then build on that.
I think we got two of them, right? There's Pfizer that has one, and there's another company that we mentioned last week. They have one as well. But Montrealers, we've already invested millions of dollars into these vaccines. So rain, sleet, or shine, or snow, we're going to get this vaccine going down. Let me switch gears a little bit. Let me go a little bit more deeper into the local news. So a Montreal demonstration to defund police rallies near SPVM's headquarters against city's budget. So nearly 100 people in support of police defunding gathered in Montreal's Place des Arts near Montreal Police SPVM headquarters downtown to voice their anger and frustration, Kate, with the city and its plans to increase police funding. Yes, Montreal, the police is getting more money. So the protesters said that they've met with the city and that the mayor, Valerie Pons, said that she was open to listening, but obviously, based on what I'm about to tell you guys, she definitely wasn't that open, Kate. Yet the city is set to pass its budget for 2021, which includes $679 million for police, an increase of $14.6 million. The police is going to get $679 million. They're going to get an increase of $14.6 million, which comes out to a 2.2% increase compared with 2020. Mm-hmm. So protesters said they're unhappy with the city's decision to increase the budget instead of investing the money in community initiatives. I go on to quote some of the protesters. They said, "Our demands as a coalition are clear. We've been calling for a decrease in the SPVM funding, a 50% decrease in order to reallocate this funding and to support programming for the community members that we support," said Edward. So how do you feel about that, Kate? A 50% decrease? We still need some kind of law and order, right? Like, I'm not totally for the defunding the police. I like for us to allocate the funds a little bit more better than we've been doing, right?
I definitely think that the funds should be reallocated to different, maybe to different type of training, to different type of things. Mm. You can't, the thing with defunding the police full or 50% would mean that they have less means to do certain things. For example, when we look at COVID-19, right. enforcing all of these new policies that we have for rule breaking when it comes to COVID and reuniting with other people, you do have to increase the money a little bit because you have more police officers now, I'm guessing, patrolling the streets and stuff exactly. like that. It is a very, I think it is a very complicated thing. And I think it's something that really needs to be discussed along with the mayor and other people. Really have a full study of where the police budget goes and then see if it could be cut down or if it could be reallocated properly. Well, but I don't think it's something that could just happen at once.
Well, Kay, you sound like you work for the city, because the city says police funding is needed as the force is providing more services to people during the COVID-19 pandemic. And I go on to quote, "The SPVM will continue to play a key role in the COVID-19 crisis management," wrote Nafisa Fella, a spokesperson for the city of Montreal. "It will continue to be implicated with its partners in maintaining peace and order in files for social issues, homelessness, mental health, and mistreatment of the elderly." So here we go. So the city says a review on police structure and the possibility of defunding the police has already begun with its partners, including the province and the police force itself. Now, these are all hyperbole. These are all words. We haven't seen nothing down on black and white on paper, but this is where we are. Now, A little bit near your area, Kate. Workers in Montreal say they're outraged the Plateau hired mass police to monitor them. So the borough calls them the Plateau. The borough calls them health agents. So the SCFP 301 representatives in Montreal are outraged that the Plateau Mont-Royal borough authorized hiring what the union called security guards to monitor the health behaviors of its members. Representing parts of Montreal's blue-collar workforce, the SCFP 301 has stated that it has not received any complaints. So the borough told MTL Blog that these health agents were hired after it observed the number of COVID-19 cases near road closures on Rue Bercy. So here you go, Kay. The witch hunt is up. The witch hunt is out now. Now they got special agents now. Look, they'll take some of that police money to create a special division for COVID. How do you feel about the mass police? Do you think this is necessary? Do you think this is needed? Cannot people and workers police themselves?
I do think that it is a bit extreme, but I also do realize that this pandemic and the fact that it came so suddenly and the fact that we don't know what to do about it has made people a little bit paranoid when it comes to certain things. I mean, I've seen some stuff on Twitter where this lady from Quebec was trying to organize like vigilantes type of things, yeah, where people would go around Christmas time and make sure that nobody breaks the rules. So that's, you know, I get it. I see where it's coming from, but I do think it is a bit excessive.
Well, listen, man, we seem to have all these funds to create all of these new initiatives to get all these new workers. I don't know what's going on. COVID-19 has brought out the beast in people. Let me tell you that. And talking about the beast in people, okay, police responded to an illegal gathering of nearly 200 people in Montreal's Mile End. So the Service de Police de la Ville de Montréal says it stopped an illegal gathering, according to Raphael Bergeron, SPVM Public Relations Officer. Most of the people at the event had already dispersed when police arrived on the scene in the Mile End on the evening of December 7. Up to 200 people are reported to have participated in the gathering, which took place in the Jewish Community Center on Avenue du Parc to celebrate a wedding. People are still trying to push this. Like, this is a total disrespect. Now, if you came on scene and you're a police officer and you came on scene for this gathering, even though people were dispersing, you should have still gave out tickets. Because all this article is telling me is that no tickets were given out. No penalty was given for them breaking the health rules that we all have to abide by in this province. Man, Kay, the madness. People are still trying to have weddings. 200 people, Kay, you believe this?
That's irresponsible. I think irresponsible is the proper word.
Let's talk about social media a little bit. The U.S. government says Facebook needs to sell Instagram and WhatsApp. Oh, boy. Facebook is a tyrant. On the low, though, let's go into it, okay? So 48 attorney generals and the Federal Trade Commission filed a suit against the company on Wednesday. They state Facebook has used illegal monopoly power and an unlawful scheme to stifle competition, degrade personal privacy, and crush rivals, according to antitrust lawsuit filed Wednesday by the Federal Trade Commission and attorneys generals from 46 states and 2 territories. Goddamn, K. They got everybody. Everybody's coming after Facebook. They said enough is enough, K. The long-anticipated suit alleges that the social networking behemoth has abused its market dominance in order to acquire or kill competitors, abuse the privacy of Americans, and punish rivals who refuse to be bought out. The suit cites Facebook's 2012 acquisition of Instagram and its 2014 purchase of WhatsApp as key example of its alleged anti-competitive behavior. Now, okay, I did find it kind of weird when Facebook did get Instagram and WhatsApp, because I'm like, okay, so what? Facebook is just going to gobble up everybody? I'm like, what's next, YouTube? In a statement, Jennifer Newsted, Facebook's vice president and general counsel, called the lawsuit's allegation revisionist history. Now, Jennifer, that doesn't state that you're refuting the fact that you guys have stifled competition, degraded personal privacy, crushed rivals. You know what I mean? They're still not refuting that fact. Facebook, did you guys really do this? Did you guys stifle competition? Did you guys degrade personal privacy?
I mean, they did degrade personal privacy. I mean, Facebook has been heard by multiple instances and multiple institutions when it came to privacy rights, mm-hmm, and, you know, data protection, et cetera, et cetera. And people knew that this would come when they bought Instagram, and when they bought WhatsApp, and when they started doing stories on Instagram, mm, to respond to what Snapchat was offering, exactly, right? To respond to what Snapchat was offering, when they started doing reels to respond to what TikTok was offering.
Petty. You
know what I mean? That's what Facebook as a company, that's what they have been surfing on, is being able to aggregate all users on their platform.
Yeah. And I think it's fair for us to be real consumers to understand that if there's one platform that monopolizes all of our social media, I'm a little bit uneasy about that, Kay. I'll add on to even to both what you were just saying. During the public hearing, the subcommittee released emails from Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg, in which he told a company executive that acquiring Instagram would neutralize a competitor. I'm gonna quote this email. He goes on to say, "These businesses are nascent, but the networks are established, the brands are already meaningful, and if they grow to a large scale, they could be very disruptive to us." Zuckerberg wrote to David Ebersman, then the company's CFO, in early 2012. Boy, this was an orchestrated plan, right? But yeah. Is this not capitalism, Kay? If you're a strong company.
But there is rules and regulations to follow. I don't know about the United States, but I know that in France, there are strict rules when it comes to competition, mm-hmm. in certain businesses and certain things. And the thing is, literally, Facebook was trying to literally
buy everything.
Buy everything and just become this huge giant. But when you look at it, it makes sense. Because when Instagram popped up, I see that my use of Facebook has drastically reduced when Instagram was introduced. However, they belong to the same company, but still. You know what I mean? So yeah. It makes sense. But we'll see what happens. I guess we need to follow that story and see what happens in the next few months.
Younger people say that Instagram is for younger people and old people are on Facebook now. So I guess Facebook had that stigma. So it only made sense that they went and got Instagram. And then they acquired in 2014 WhatsApp. Kay, I want to give you some good news. You know, we got to get some awards out. We had a Montrealer risking his life to save another. So a Montreal man who saved a stranger from a certain death is being recognized for his heroism. So that's a good look. So his name is Roderick Rodney. He was driving just blocks away from his small salon he owns in November when he saw a man about to jump off the Paris Street overpass onto the Carry Expressway. Let me tell you, Kate, that's crazy. There's a lot of cars moving on the Carry Expressway off the Paris. So Roderick Rodney said, I put my car in park and I started to head towards him, but he had already climbed onto the railing, sat down, and turned around and let go. So just a matter of seconds before I put my hand over him and grabbed him, said Rodney. The Good Samaritan quickly found himself in trouble too. So okay, he's going to grab the man and he ends up almost falling over as well. So when he leaped over, I grabbed his shirt and it started to tear off. So I got hold of his pants with his belt. so it was a solid spot to hold on, he said. And both of us were dangling over the highway. Look at this. He put his life in jeopardy for somebody else. We don't see these acts of heroism like this anymore, okay? While Rodney's heroic act had a happy ending, not all stories do. In Quebec, there's an average of 3 suicides per day. A lot of people don't talk about that. There's 3 suicides per day in Quebec, around 3 times the number of people who die in car crashes in the province. Jerome Goudreau of the Quebec Association for Suicide Prevention said that thus far, the COVID-19 pandemic has not led to an increase in that number. God, man. At least not that. But listen, let's tip our hat off to Roderick Rodney, man. He saved another life, man. Because listen, woo, he almost put himself in danger. His heart must have been pumping, Kate. And I want to add some other good news going on in Quebec in the midst of all the great stuff we have going on. A Quebec company is giving its clients 15 days of unlimited data this holiday season. So, listen, don't be shaking yet because I got beef with this company with some of their network connections. So, all internet data limits will be suspended during that time. So, the holiday season is going to look a little different in Quebec this year, obviously. So, Videotron, one of the province's most popular phone companies, well, not most popular, you know, all the phone companies is a monopoly on that, but nobody wants to talk about that. This Bell, Videotron, Telus, and Kudon, that's it. And you know what I mean? There's just a monopoly on that, but that's neither here nor there. So, Videotron, one of the province's most popular phone companies, has decided to give its clients the greatest gift of all, unlimited data. Now, let's be clear, Kay, in Europe, some of the phone companies in Europe already have unlimited data as a regular thing, right? Even in the States.
It's been time. We've had that.
We're one of the few countries that's still paying per gigs and have all these packages. It's stupid. But here we go. They think they're giving us a gift, so I'm not going to flaunt on it, Kay? So Videotron will be suspending all data limits on its customers' internet plans between December 20th and January 3rd. This is an attempt to provide people with a virtual connection to their loved ones over the holidays as no holiday gatherings restrictions continue. Boy, okay.
I think it's a good thing because a lot of people have said that they will have their Christmas dinners on Zoom or other platforms, which I think is also a good way.
That's a cold dinner, Kay. That's a cold dinner, Kay.
You prepare yourself a nice little meal, you know, and then you just put your computer or your phone in and just eat with your family or your friends over, you know, over a screen. And
you don't seem too enthused about it. I can't wait for people to see this video. It's available on The Morning Detour on the YouTube. But I also like to add, this should open up a follow-up question to the point that why can't we get unlimited data with our packages? They're able to do it in the States. They're able to do it in Europe. Why are we still playing for over data overages? Like, I just don't understand.
There's currently a petition going around Canada that has more than 100K signatures, I believe, to ask phone companies to reduce the prices of plans so that it reflects the reality of the rest of the world. So I don't know how that's going, but I know that I received it and I know that I sent it to everybody. I know because this needs to happen.
We have 3-4 major phone companies in this country and they won't allow anybody else to get in, K. The monopoly on the phone company. Bell, listen, Bell has had their hands around your neck for years.
We've had the same thing in France, and a competitor was introduced because of a law that was in place. The same thing that you've mentioned for Facebook, yeah. Because of a law that is in place in France, they allowed this competitor to enter the market, which led to us getting better plans because they used to be just like here, and then this competitor came in and said, we're gonna do super cheap plans and you're gonna get a lot of data.
Oh boy, I love it. It's a dream. That'll be the best Christmas for all of us to get unlimited data forever with our phone plans. That'll be the best thing.
Okay.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Sometimes it gets so hard with impatiently, cause I'm way too selective. I ain't trying to make no mistakes. Guys immature and all of them silly. Doing what I want cause no one's gonna check me. But being quiet, I'm nobody's woman. Might date a few but I know not to trust them. A lot of y'all niggas just be talking with no action. Boy, I need somebody that's gonna always make it happen. I ain't trying to fight with these bitches in the area. Treat me like cause you know that I'm superior, baby, 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 baby. You got what I want, but you're not what I need, baby, 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 baby. I like you and all, but I keep 2 or 3, baby, 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 baby. You got what I want, but you're not what I need, baby, 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 baby. I like you and all, but I keep 2 or 3. Make you work for the crown. Guys be so lazy, they don't wanna listen. Can't give you time, boy, you know that's a privilege. Don't get attached, cause I change when I'm often. I ain't got no ring, so I'm still on the market. Options on my line, pick and choose when I answer. Moving on fast, cause I hit a double standard. Ain't chasing these niggas, cause they cheat like a tradition. I ain't worried about a shit, I'm better independent, baby, baby. But you're not what I need, baby, 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 baby. I like you and all, but I keep 2 or 3, baby, 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 baby. You got what I want, but you're not what I need, baby, 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 baby. I like you and all, but I keep 2 or 3.
Waiting on someone to bring something to the table.
Oh yeah, oh.
Sometimes it's hard to see just how
right in your face. Like the sun over water, I guarantee that we will shine every day. Yeah, yeah. So why do we make things difficult? Running away from beautiful. You never know how things unfold. You'll be good for your soul.
Montreal, Soulkay here on the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm here with Willie Moon Chaser, and we are about to talk about what's going on in the entertainment news. So I know you guys were excited about Oshiaga that did not happen this year. However, now it's all out. The tickets for Oshiaga 2021 are currently on sale, so you can actually go and buy them. And you know what? The tickets are so expensive that now you can purchase them with plans. So you can do up to four
payments. Hold on, Kay. When you do this, say the number first. What's the number?
All right. So the passes are ranging from $333
for
what? $1,258. So pretty much you can do either two payments or four different payments. You can purchase and you will be billed automatically in January, February, March, and April. Mm-hmm. If you decide to do the four different types of payments, I think it's very interesting because it will allow more people to actually go to the festivals because the tickets are so expensive that a lot of people do not end up going. Yeah. And if the payment is refused, you know the buyer has 5 business days to make it again. If not, Oshiaga can cancel the order and then until you're able to pay for it, or they will resell the tickets. So the organizers of Oshiaga have announced the first 3 headliners for the 2021 edition of the event. So you will have the Foo Fighters, Post Malone, and Cardi B. I know a lot of people were excited about Cardi B.
Woo!
Yeah. A picture of Cardi B that they use is very, very nice. So, you know, guys, if you guys are into festivals, and I know that Montreal is a city that lives and breathes festivals, I think, that would be a good idea to try and go to the Oshiaga in 2021. Another festival that is actually happening in our beautiful city is the Igloo Fest Festival. So the festival is taking place online this year. It's different. It's taking place online from January 16th. Between January 16 and February 18, the programming for the Igloo Fest 2021 will be unveiled in early January. So we still have a little bit of time to wait and see what's going to happen. They launched an online shop that is selling official Igloo Fest merch, classic toque and hokey jerseys from, if you have some gift that you want to give for the holidays, I think that might be a good, a good idea. They're also selling a pair of socks. And for each pair of socks that is sold online, Igloo Fest will donate a pair to homeless charities in Montreal. So I think that's also a very good way to give back. Igloo Fest is actually celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Oh, 50 years been doing that?
15th anniversary next year. So the 2022 edition will be even bigger than what we've seen so far. Now, we need to talk about music a little bit. SZA actually previewed new music, and the fans went crazy because it's been 3 years since she released her debut album, Control. And, a lot of people have been saying, where have you been? Because we haven't heard from you. We've heard from Summer Walker. We haven't heard from you. So she actually previewed some new music. The fans are more than ready. The video actually that was shared on TikTok was played more than 400,000 times. So you know people are here for it. So we're waiting to see what happens, but I love me some SZA, so I hope there's new music coming up soon, because I definitely need to hear from that. Talking about, I mentioned Summer Walker. Summer Walker is actually launching her own record label, her own label called Ghetto Hurt Label. So Ghetto Earth, she just signed a few artists. So she made the announcement on Wednesday, December 9th, that she's launching the label Ghetto Earth, which is an imprint on Interscope Records.
Okay.
So, she signed our first artist. The reason why she named the label Ghetto Earth is because Earth is ghetto, in her words. Earth is ghetto. That's a statement that she gave. And you know what? I'm not too mad at it.
So you agree with it. Earth is ghetto. That's what we're going with.
Earth is ghetto.
Okay.
She mentioned that she didn't want to be controlling of her artist's music. She wants them to be fully involved in everything that they put out. And she's just here to support and help them get to wherever it is that they're trying to go in life. So she has signed N01 Noah, the first artist on Ghetto Earth, and he's very excited to, begin the journey with Summer Walker and her team. So I'm waiting to see what will happen, what will come out of that. Because, I like what she does. So I'm guessing the artist that she's picking will be as great. So
For me personally, I think Summer Walker's music is amazing. I think for R&B, I think she's carrying it. I think she's one of the aforementioned, she's one of the elite members of the R&B genre. And boy, I can't wait for her next album. Do you talking about all these different things? I don't want to get busy with all these labels and all these other artists. I need another Summer Walker album.
Yeah, Summer Walker, beautiful. Talking about R&B. We talked about the new Versus battle that was announced. Keisha Cole versus Ashanti. And now, even before the battle, because the battle is happening, the battle is actually happening tomorrow, guys. You guys are able to buy merch from Ashanti and Keisha Cole. So Ashanti and Keisha Cole gave their fans a little something, that you could hold them to until the Versus battle that's happening tomorrow. They took it to Instagram to reveal some new merch pieces that were actually designed specifically for the matchup. So you could come with the merch, you could follow the whole thing.
Okay.
With the merch on.
What time is the battle, okay?
The battle is actually happening Saturday at, I believe it's at 8. That's the only, I didn't even
know. Oh, yeah, I'm taking that in.
I need to look at the time. So it's happening, but listen to this. So the merch was a collaboration effort between Ashanti and her little sister, Kinashe Douglas, and Network. So, people will come with merch. The merch was designed by Lil Tunic and Network. So, you can go and purchase your thing, your t-shirt, your hoodies, long sleeves, with a letter V for Versus. You know how it is. The prices actually range from $30 to $60, which I think is very affordable. Talking about this battle, Cardi B actually took it to Twitter and sent a message to all men. And she was saying, warning to all of you men out here, including mine, be nice the day of the Ashanti versus Keisha Cole versus battle. It's going to be a lot of singing with this face on you.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
And makes a lot of sense.
Ashanti and Keisha Cole. The main theme in a lot of their albums and a lot of their songs have always been the bad things that men have put them through, the uncomfortable situations that men have put them through. Is this going to be the ultimate bashment of men? Is this going to be the ultimate shutdown?
I don't know, but I'm waiting.
I should have cheated. Yo.
Some people will say that. Some people will go to their men and be I should have.
Would that... Should Keisha start with that? Because... I don't know if you do this. When I see the verses, I try to put myself in the artist's mind. It's like, okay, if I'm Keisha Cole, how am I going to line up these tracks? How am I going to put this thing together?
I'm waiting to hear.
You don't want to start with I should have cheated, right? But
no, you can't.
As soon as Ashanti does Foolish, potty done.
Keisha has gloves. She has so many songs. You know what? We'll see what happens on that battle. But guys, I am excited. I want to see this because this is going to be history. Okay, history.
It might be better than Monica and Brandy. Would you go as far as saying that?
It might be. Which, you know, but let me come out a little bit of the music, because, you know, we need to talk about Kim Kardashian. So we know, before we talk about Kim Kardashian, we know that Trump's days in the White House are content. He's getting out of the White House very soon. But before he gets out of the White House, you know, Kim Kardashian on Wednesday called on U.S. President Donald Trump to actually commute the death sentence of a U.S. man scheduled to be executed Thursday for his participation in a double murder when he was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we mentioned that Kim Kardashian is studying to be a lawyer in California, and she has been using previously her influence as a celebrity to, you know, release some inmates from jail. So she actually took it to social media, to Twitter, and said that she's calling on real Donald Trump to grant Brandon Bernard a commutation and allow him to live out his sentence in prison instead of being murdered. So unless there's a last minute reversal, Bernard will actually become the 8th person executed by the U.S. government since the resumption of the death penalty in federal cases in July, following a 17-year pause. So for 17 years, there was no death penalty in federal cases, and Donald Trump has been reinstated after 17 years. So, you know, while the coronavirus pandemic has prompted a lot of states to suspend nearly all scheduled executions, the Trump administration has at least 4 other executions planned before Donald Trump leaves the White House on January 20th. So, you know, I don't know that I believe in the death penalty, because I don't know that he teaches anything. I don't know that he does anything, but, you know.
Well, the death penalty kills people.
It kills people, but I don't think it's not a...
It's supposed to be a deterrent. It's supposed to be a deterrent, right?
Okay, but it's like, if you're dead, then what do you... Like, you did something bad, and then we just kill you, then so what?
Yeah, you didn't learn nothing, right?
Exactly.
Well, see, that's one problem with the death penalty. It's like, okay, when someone does a crime, us as a society, what would be the optimal outcome at the end of that? Prisoner reform. All criminals that go to jail, are they really reformed? Are they really in a space where they're going to change their ways once they come out?
Yeah, not necessarily changing your ways, but I'm thinking for certain things, Tim, and it's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I do believe that maybe some things need to be revised. But I guess this is not we're not going to talk about this today. The death penalty, we might talk about it another time. We need to talk about Jay-Z briefly. You know, Faison actually...
It's over! Oh, you'll talk about that? You're going to dare come on the show and talk about Faison's comments. You had the nerve, Kay.
Yes, I do. Well, Faison called Jay-Z a puppet who faked drug dealing lifestyle. So, you know, the actor actually criticized Jay-Z for glorifying a street life that Faison claims Jay-Z never lived, because he worked in the shadows of real drug dealers. So, you know, apparently, Faison has strong opinions when it comes to Jay-Z, and he's saying that, you know, it is his fault that so many younger generation and younger rappers follow in the footsteps of, you know, this was a conversation of that nature. So he criticized him for it, and he's saying that it's kind of his fault, because, you know, Jay-Z created this drug dealing drug lord. I'm a drug dealer. I'm a drug lord. And the kids were like, we got to do it too. That's how he sees it. So I wanted to talk about it today, because I really want your point of view on that specific aspect.
You know, I'm a Hov guy. Now, first of all, Jay-Z's not the first rapper to talk about drugs in his songs. And if you, I'm a big Jay-Z fan. I've studied. I've seen Jay-Z live. I've had floor seats. If you study the bars, he talks about entrepreneurship. He's talking about, okay, some of us have to come from a dark situation, build up ourselves, and create a more credible persona for ourselves. And for me, that's what I took from Jay-Z. Music is subjective. People are going to take, like, for example, Dipset. People took from Dipset. Dipset could be an example of gangsterism, of drug dealing, stuff like that. But people take from music however they want to interpret it. It's very subjective. Music is a very personal thing between you and the music. Now, to go on and to do a blanket statement says, all the youth, Jay-Z has impacted the youth by promoting drug deals and stuff like that. If you look at the trajectory of his music over the years as he's grown, he's backtracked some of the stuff. He said, you know, listen, let's try to do this. Let's try. Every album is an upgrade on his persona as a person and his persona as the music.
Get you defending Hov.
No, listen, you know I'm a Hov guy. Listen, I'm not defending Hov. I'm telling you how it is. So for Faison to say that, I'm like, and I love Faison. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody's entitled to open forum to discuss what they want to discuss. But to put that on Jay-Z is a bit disingenuous.
I don't think
But Jay-Z didn't start rap. Jay-Z didn't start gangster rap.
I would put it on the industry as a whole at a certain point in time. Because there was a moment where drugs, violence, and stuff like that were definitely glorified. And it's not just rap. It's also movie. It's not just that. What, it's a lot of components.
But what is rap? Rap, essentially, when it started, was inner city minority kids speaking on their environment. They're speaking on the pot. So what do you want Jay-Z to talk about? He's from Marcy.
But that's the thing.
He's going to talk about his environment, right?
I think people are saying glorifying when now you're starting to become big and now you have a platform and now everybody's looking at you. I think this is a big, broader conversation that needs to be had because some of the kids, well, I know that the new generation rappers is different, but we saw this with like in the past few years when with lean and things like that, when it comes to certain drugs that the kids were actually doing. So, you know, there needs to be more conversations, open conversation from people in the entertainment industry to actually talk about these things. Like Joe Budden has talked about it at some point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's important to have these conversations. But just before I let you go, guys, I just wanted to give you some updates on what's going on in the movies and series. Because, you know, we need to talk about this as well. We love us some Issa Rae. You know, we love Insecure. We love
When's it coming
Issa
back?
So listen, Issa Rae and Lala Anthony are producing a horror comedy that will be called Juju at Universal. And Angelica Nwandu will actually write and Temi Banks will direct. So, you know, they're producing this upcoming horror comedy for Universal Pictures. Mm-hmm. It will be based on an original concept by Angelica Nwandu, pretty much who will write the script. And it's a directorial debut for Tembi Banks, who's been a director on Insecure, you know. So we'll see what will happen. There's no details on what it will be about yet, but I'm waiting to see what happens. Because, I mean, I love Issa Rae, and whenever she's included in a project, usually is good. So we'll see what happens.
But just see Black women directing, producing, taking control of their narrative. I love it. And obviously, you can see by watching Insecure, Issa Rae knows what she's doing. You know what I mean?
And when you watch things like Insecure, it depicts things that we've seen. Even those are some exaggerations. It depicts some stuff that people, you know, some people that went to similar situations. So it's very interesting to see. Other thing, I don't know if you guys were